Good to see everyone here this morning, and I hope Pete and Kyle and their families are all doing well and protection on the trip. I'm just going to be sharing what the Lord's been kind of showing me recently, and I'd title it Waiting with Enduring Hope. And waiting's hard. How many find it hard to wait? Really hard to wait. We've been waiting very long time for rain, and it's finally here. But God knows the timing. And kind of a neat verse that I read in a devotional this week, and I'll read the devotional, but I'll read the verse first. And it's Isaiah 30:18. And therefore will the Lord wait, that He may be gracious unto you. And therefore will He be exalted, that He may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for Him. And as you guys have probably heard Tim speak about it before, and Pete as well, but wait has that idea of adhering to. You're sticking to it. You're not letting go under any circumstances, and you're waiting for that time. And I'll go ahead and read the Streams in the Desert devotional that I had read the other day, and it's based on that verse. It says, we must not only think of our waiting upon God, but also of what is more wonderful still, of God's waiting upon us. The vision of Him waiting on us will give new impulse and inspiration to our waiting upon Him. It will give us unspeakable confidence that our waiting cannot be in vain. Let us seek even now, at this moment, in the spirit of waiting on God, to find out something of what it means. He has inconceivably glorious purposes concerning every one of His children. And you ask, how is it if He waits to be gracious, that even after I come and wait upon Him, He does not give the help I seek, but waits on longer and longer? God is a wise husbandman, who waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it. He cannot gather the fruit till it is ripe. He knows when we are spiritually ready to receive the blessing to our profit in His glory. Waiting in the sunshine of His love is what will ripen the soul for His blessing. Waiting under the cloud of trial that breaks in showers of blessings is as needful. Be assured that if God waits longer than you could wish, it's only to make the blessing doubly precious. God waited 4,000 years till the fullness of time ere He sent His Son. Our times are in His hands. He will avenge His elect speedily. He will make haste for our help and not delay 1 hour too long. And some of the things that were a clincher, that was July 2nd, 22nd was the devotional there, Friday last week. And it was kind of a compound on top of three things the Lord, that I had been praying about, that the Lord kind of answered that day. The first one was a pastor that of the church we went to in Tulsa. He's been dealing with some kidney problems here for about a month or so. And he had to go to the hospital because the pain got so bad when he was at church on a Saturday one day. And so here, 2 weeks ago, a week ago maybe, yeah, 2 weeks ago, we stopped by to visit him on our way back from Washington State. And I asked how it went and how he was doing. He was feeling well. And then a week ago, he went to get a CT scan and the kidney stone was gone. So there was that. And then there was there's been an infection my wife Grace has been dealing with as far as the baby goes. And the nurse was kind of concerned about it. And one of the last checkups that they were going to check in on that to kind of determine whether they'd allow it to be home birth or not. And she was clear. There's pretty much nothing there. God had healed that as well. And the third kind of thing was kind of personal to me. There was a airplane project at work, avionics problem that we'd been troubleshooting months ago, and we'd spent like a month trying to figure this thing out. We sent it to the equipment manufacturers and everything, and they were stumped, couldn't figure it out. And then we got moved on to some other airplane projects, and then we got back onto it this last week or the week before that. And it was within 2 days that the Lord showed me what it was. And even Peter, as my avionics manager, we still can't, it doesn't make sense why that was the issue. But the Lord just kind of worked that way. And he gave this verse, therefore I wait that I may be gracious unto you. and therefore He is exalted. And it's just really special because kind of I felt like He spoke to me at that moment is, I'm listening. I'm hearing. Don't give up. The time is, it will come when it's supposed to come. But have that enduring hope in our waiting, even in our prayers. Don't give up. And even with the rain, it's perfect timing. And so it was pretty special what the Lord showed there. And so I'll back up in Isaiah 30, 15 and 16, and I'll read to 18 that I read earlier. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And ye would not, but ye said, no, for we will flee upon horses, therefore shall ye flee. And we will ride upon the swift, therefore shall they that pursue ye be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, and at the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on a hill. And therefore will the Lord wait, that He may be gracious unto you, and therefore will He be exalted, that He may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for Him. And even later, a few verses later, and it's the verse that says, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. So I've had that verse 15, and returning in rest shall ye be saved, in quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. And there's that really ties into that waiting. You know, we think so often things happen and we got to get it done. We got to get in, do it. And so often I think the Lord in our weakness wants us to be weak so that He can be strong. And He says, return and rest. Come, be quiet and still. Be confident in me. I'll take care of it. Rather, how often are we the ones that say, no, we got to do this. We got to flee to the mountains. We got to do this in the pressing troubles rather than just waiting. Being still, probably one of the harder things to do. And I know that waiting in prayer is a difficult thing for me. And I'm sure all of us is, we pray for something and we keep praying for it and we don't see an answer. And it just kind of lingers. And sometimes it's a few months, a few weeks, sometimes it's years before we see an answer. But we're reminded and yet we forget so easily that He's listening. He's heard. Just keep waiting. Keep looking up. And so, kind of a part of that quietness and confidence as well. Hebrews 11, 1 and 6, if you could turn with me there. Quietness and confidence. And I'll read Hebrews 11. One, we've heard it all in the King James, I'm sure. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. But one verse that the Net Bible translation really, really spoke to me on that verse. I like the way it says it. It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and being convinced of what we do not see. It goes to that prayer. Are we sure of what we hope for? Do we really walk in an attitude of surety? Or are we kind of, you know, just pray for it and then leave it go? Or are we really praying with a surety, a hope, and being convinced of what we do not see? That's kind of a kind of goes into, of course, 11:6. Now, without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For the one who approaches God must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who seek Him. And as I'm sure all of us have not seen God, that's part of that faith of being convinced of what we don't see. And even Paul talks about the convincing of the world around us. We see all the creation and all that God has made. That's evidence enough. And so it's easy, if we don't walk in that being sure of what we hope for and convinced, we begin to lose the reality of the God we serve. And we begin to just talk. It becomes a habit of prayer, or, you know, we just talk, we commune, but we don't really have the heart that I'm really communing with an almighty, real God. And I think that's something that we really need to, I know for me, really begin to make an effort. And I know that it helps me a lot to have time outside. Inside's one thing, but time outside with the Lord. And look at His creation. Look at the tree that He's made there. And look at the rock there and say, wow, my God made that. And really realize He's in everything. He's in the very breath we breathe. And it kind of builds faith, I think, in that sense. And trust that we can wait. It helps us to wait unto the answer. Isaiah 40, 27, 31. Another verse we well know in aspect of waiting. I'll start in verse 27. Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God? It's kind of easy, I think, for some of us to think about, oh, God's not seeing what I'm really going through. He's not really, you know, He's not really seeing, but He does see. And He says, hast thou not known, hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, and neither is weary. There is no searching of His understanding. And I often think about that understanding is He understands my situation. There's no searching of it. We don't need to seek out, you know, to help God understand. He knows. He understands already. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increaseth strength. Goes back to what He wants us to do. Returning in rest shall ye be saved, and quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. We're kind of like those. Spirited, let's go out, get it done. When we need to wait, let God move. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. A while back, I had been talking to Tim about this as well. But that renew, you think about, wait upon the Lord, renew their strength. And they shall mount up with wings as eagles. That renew means to hasten away, pierce or change. And so when we wait upon God, we're changing our strength. Changing it from our strength to now it's His because we're waiting upon Him. So we've changed our strength that now, with His strength, it's as the strength of eagles. Wings as eagles. And I will make a note. I think about the strength of eagles. Thinking about this verse, I was reminded, Grace was, you know, flipping through Facebook or whatever. There's this video of this eagle that has caught this enormous bass, and it's too heavy for it to fly away from. So it's swimming with its wings all the way to shore, carrying this massive bass. And it's like, wow, the power of the wings of an eagle. God says we can have that if we wait on Him. If we become weak so He can be strong. So just a great reminder there of that wait. Adhering to Him like glue. Psalm 41 and 16. And this is a comfort in our waiting, something we can be reminded of. But Psalms 40, verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord, and He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He heard my cry. He hears it. In verse 16, let all those that seek Thee rejoice and be glad in Thee. Let such as love Thy salvation say continually, the Lord be magnified. It's the kind of attitude we need to have in our waiting as we're waiting. He's to be exalted. He waits on us. He waits for the times that He may be exalted. And we need in that time, be rejoicing as we seek Him. Be glad. Love His salvation. The salvation that comes from the returning and rest shall ye be saved. And always seeking that the Lord be magnified. Be magnified in the time of waiting. So with this waiting, there's, as I said, kind of sums it all up, is waiting with an enduring hope. I'll start with that hope. It's an expectation. Expect Him in your waiting. Psalms 42:11. Why art thou cast down, O my soul, and why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise Him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Expecting Him. Expect Him in your prayers. Expect that when you say something, He's really heard. The reality of the God we serve, He's really listening. He's really answered. And we'll see it come to pass someday as we wait on Him expectantly, with endurance. In that verse, cast down means to sink or depress. And I know that often even I, in prayer, we don't see something happen, or we have a family member that's hurting, sick and in pain. We become sunken. We become depressed. We're not to be. We're to hope, to stand in hope and rejoice. So that cast down, and why art thou disquieted within me? Disquieted means a loud sound, great commotion or tumult. So many things, not even with families being sick, but things at work or anything else. It's easy to become inside. We feel a great commotion and tumult. It's just so overwhelming of just a nervousness and anxiety, whatever it is. And why are we like that when we have a God so real? We've got a God that gives us our next breath. And we have a God that when we really think about in that quiet time with Him, looking at His creation, He's in it all. The tree right there grows because He breathed life into it. He gave it life to grow. It's all something that man cannot duplicate. And just constant reminder there. So with that expectation, the hardest part is being patient, enduring in our expectation. And probably what I see is probably the first step of that is surrender. Surrendering the whole situation to God. It's the only way to really get to the end of the goal. Otherwise, we'll weary of our exerting ourselves. We must give it to the Lord and be still. It's another verse the Lord gave. I think I have it written down here. Psalm 62, 5 through 8. Oh, no, that's not the one I was thinking of, but the one I was thinking of with the be still is it's something that often when I'm in that turmoil, in that anxiety of, Lord, why is it not? Why am I not seeing it come to pass? What's going on? Am I missing something? So often it seems like every time I ask Him to, Lord, I want to hear from You. What do you have to say in this? So often says, be still and know that I'm God, which is a pretty difficult thing to really do. But Psalm 62, 5 through 8, my soul, wait thou only upon God, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory, the rock of my strength, and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times. And I like this part. Ye people, pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. I've often thought about that. And I like that it's very explicitly stated in the Word of God to pour out our hearts to Him. He wants that. Just pour it out. Roll it upon Him. Roll the care. God is a refuge for us. Proverbs 10:28. A comfort to us as we wait expectantly. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The hope of the righteous is gladness. Blessed are all they that hope in Him. Comes to mind. Proverbs 23:17 through 18. These are all kind of verses I saw as I was studying. Proverbs 23. And this, all these verses kind of cover different areas of things that we become anxious about or praying about. This one kind of thinks about our country right now. It says, "Let not thine heart envy sinners, but be thou in the fear of the Lord all the day long. For surely there is an end, and thy expectation shall not be cut off. Be in the fear of the Lord all the day long." Makes me think of when I was reading recently about the Egyptians' plagues. And the one plague about the hail. Moses said, have everybody, even the Egyptians, if you want your animals still alive, you need to put them in a shed or whatever. And there was the ones who did not fear God. And there was the ones that feared the word of the Lord. The ones who didn't fear didn't do, as was stated. And the ones that feared, they obeyed. And their cattle were still alive. So in all the time, fearing the Lord all the day long, being in that holy awe and reverence of who He is. Another verse, Psalms 37:25. Another comfort as we wait says, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." We can hope. We can hope in the God of our salvation. And He wants patient endurance, enduring faith at all times. And we need to, in our waiting, we need to remember His goodness. Remember His faithfulness. And not faint or lose heart in our great God. Also with Starting in Genesis, reading on how often God made it a command to the Israelites, monuments to remember. And I've been off and on in it, but I have a journal that I like to write things that I've seen the Lord do. And I probably don't look back at Him as often as I should to remember. But we need to remember and not forget, because seems like the number one thing the enemy's always trying to do is have us forget and become anxious, become weary, become just focused on the situation rather than remembering the God we serve. As almighty as He is. And I'll end with this, Philippians 4:4-5. Let us rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful or anxious for nothing. And I'll read this in the Amplified. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, definite requests, with thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. And God's peace shall be yours, that tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ, and so fearing nothing from God, and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount, guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. And I'm reminded of another passage in Scripture where Paul is saying, "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful." Kind of goes along with the same thing. And it's something I have to keep in mind when Satan it doesn't take much, a little flick here or whatever, and our peace is agitated. We become a commotion, a tumult inside. Or let Christ's peace rule, have complete rule in our hearts. being anxious for nothing, but praying always. So we'll pray and then we'll sing a song. Father, we are thankful, so thankful that you do hear our prayers. And would you teach us and help us to wait on you, to wait expectantly, to wait with true hope, to not become weary and cast down, to not allow the enemy to zap our hope and confidence in you. But let us take the time in our days to remember, to look at all you've done in our lives, to remember what you have done in our lives. And so, being faithful to you and all of that. And we thank you for your goodness and faithfulness to us. You are such a good Father. And I thank you for hearing our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen.